Jason Cairns is awake and ready to go in Eau Claire. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Well, we were sitting in the dark until about 3 minutes ago. So the power went out on the south side of town today, so I wasn't sure if I would be able to see the Bible to read it. And power just came back on, so that's a good thing.
That is good. Okay.
Yeah.
I went down and back for a funeral, if anybody calls it that anymore, or a celebration of life, more typically referred to. Sure. It was sad. 64-year-old cousin leaving behind his wife of 40 years, four daughters, and six grandkids. And it was a wonderful service yesterday, and great to see the extended family. So,
then where was that?
Menominee Falls.
All right.
So it was a good hike, a lot of travel.
It was a good hike.
Yeah, I've got a similarly aged cousin. We were in the same grade, Kristen, and so she was like, sure. You know, it was good for people to go, wow, you made the trip, you know. So anyhow, that was good.
So do you, like, listen to audiobooks on the way?
Yeah, it was a mixture of, I was listening to Jared Bias, Love Matters More, some.
Sure.
I was listening to a mixture of radio. I mean, everything from... You know, from Catholic radio to sports talk radio and everything in between.
Sure.
And, I think I've got a subject for tomorrow between the Catholics, the progressives, and the fundamentalists, if they all sat down.
Sure.
Didn't Peter Kreeft, he wrote a book that was like a conversation because Aldous Huxley, JFK, and C.S. Lewis all died on the same day, November 22nd, 1963.
Yes.
Have you ever read that?
I have not. I think I might have it on my shelf, and I don't know that I've ever read it, but that would be a fascinating discussion, you know, and so I'd love to see how Peter Kreeft took that on.
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. It was just interesting. I won't get into it now. We'll save that for breakfast for tomorrow.
Okay. Sure.
So, but I truly have wrestlings and questions there. So,
sure.
All right. Well, we've got material. My apologies. I'm trying to save the podcast from yesterday. I got out of here about 8 o'clock to hit the road. And so I did not make it in early enough this morning to save our content from yesterday. So
sure.
It is what it is. But all right, we're moving on. We got to, before we get to Galatians 4, but thank you to Paul Anthony. He was up early and yesterday and he messaged. He's like, hey, that's a good live devotional you guys have. So we call it a consecrated conversation.
You bet.
Yeah.
That's nice to hear.
Yeah.
That's very good
feedback. From a professional broadcaster like himself.
Absolutely.
All right. So Larry Crabb, 66 love letters. He's got the story everyone needs to hear in the back in the epilogue. And we've reached Joshua today. It was starting off. The history gives away the plot. And Joshua is learn how to hate sin more than suffering. And I think he's got this one paragraph on Joshua as if the Lord unpacked it this way. Yeah. You'll know my plan is working when you realize you're beginning to hate your selfishness more than your unhappiness. That realization gets the real battle underway, the battle against sin, against your natural inclinations. As long as you see unhappiness as your worst problem, you'll think I should treat you better than I do. But when you see how into yourself you are, you'll be amazed that I haven't crossed you off the invitation list to my party. Thoughts?
I wonder how deeply connected those two things are, the level of selfishness and the level of unhappiness.
Mm-hmm.
I would think they're linked. And when we're so internally focused, it really, I would think, would lead to feeling unhappy. But I don't know. That's just my thoughts.
I think that is a terrific paragraph by Larry, and it makes me want to go and read the conversation he's got in the larger 66 Love Letters book between the imagined conversation between he and God regarding Joshua. Because, and I know for me, and I would think for you, I mean, he did such a good job, Larry, of, you know, pointing out the obvious problem of self-obsession and self-centeredness that needs dealing with. And that's my definition of sanctification, right? From self-obsession to God-obsession, from self-centeredness to other-centeredness. It just makes sense in terms of relational sanctification, right?
Yeah, one of my favorite things I've heard from you, and I can't hear it often enough. So, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And so... I appreciate that. And truly, I mean, I loved seeing my cousins, but I was in one conversation yesterday and it's fine. I was in position to ask questions and listen. And I was glad I did that. And I could go away from conversations with young or old without maybe having been asked about me. And that was fine. But I know in one conversation, I think one of my cousins talked for maybe 20 minutes, and then his wife's like, she was kind of like, well, what about you?
Sure. Interesting. Nice.
All right. Galatians 4. Boy, we got 1 through 3 today. Can we squeeze that in?
We'll try. It says, think of it this way. If a father dies and leaves an inheritance for his young children, those children are not much better off than slaves until they grow up, even though they actually own everything their father had. They have to obey their guardians until they reach whatever age their father sets. And that's the way it was with us before Christ came. We were like children. We were slaves to the basic principles of this world.
And Jason's devotional commentary, Letters to the Beloved, closing out the week, Galatians 4, 1 through 3. Although heirs to my kingdom, under the old covenant, my people were no different than slaves. The Mosaic law, which the scribes and priests upheld, served as the guardian for my people until my son came to redeem them. Apart from my son's mercy, you would have remained under that guardian, held captive by your flesh, waffling between trying to follow the rules and giving into your passions. Final thought.
Yeah, that last line there, definitely, I feel that a lot of times, the waffling between trying to follow rules and giving into passions. When I forget the mercy of Christ, that's right where I find myself back in that space again. And so, yeah, that's where I'm at.
I like that you use the word waffling in there. I'm like, hey, that belongs in there.
Sure, yeah. Waffles are good. So
there we go. It all comes back to breakfast. Thank you, Jason.
Talk to you tomorrow.
See you at breakfast tomorrow, and bring my wrestlings to the table.
A little bit of a familiar tune here. It's because we're taking things to the neighborhood, keeping up with the Joneses on WWIB, a pastime which Americans are apparently obsessed with.
So it's interesting to me, again, the generational differences. I'm 59. You're my son. You're almost 22.
Yeah.
A week from tomorrow, actually. And so there was a 2016 movie, Keeping Up with the Joneses, PG-13. But anyhow, it's a term that's been around a long time. I've heard it. Apparently, you haven't a lot of.
No.
But it's just that here's the definition, that you're doing something in order to show that you have as much money as other people rather than because you really want to do
it. I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so, anyhow, keeping those extra jobs, trying to, we're just as wealthy. So, So what does the study show?
Americans are still obsessed with keeping up with their neighbors. The study found that a third of all home improvement and renovation projects are only done to impress or keep up with friends, family members, or neighbors.
Oh, hold on. Look, that's so, we got to just, one third of home improvement projects aren't because people really want to do them, but it's just like, we got to show that we're just as good as Mr. and Mrs. across the street.
Just to keep up with what other people are doing. It's just a self-perpetuating cycle.
Wow.
Yeah, on average, homeowners have spent $3,558 on home improvements and renovations that were only done to impress others.
That's interesting. When I think about, keeping up with the Joneses, my first thought, and maybe because you well know I'm not a home improvement guy, right? And so but I kind of think of, cars and other possessions is what comes to mind for me.
Well,
our cars, we've got just as nice a car or whatever it might be.
Yeah.
Yeah, the top home improvement projects people have done to impress others, really, include, let's alternate through these, landscaping.
Kitchen and bathroom remodels.
Decks.
Window/door replacement.
Porches.
And repairing a property damage. I feel like you can just repair property damage just because, maybe.
Yeah.
You don't have to do it to impress anybody. It's probably just a safe thing to do. Personal favorite of ours here on WWIB, that was Jesus Loves You and I'm Trying from Jason Gray.
And he's coming August 26th to our great 50th anniversary celebration in Chippewa Falls, as we're also going to be raising money for Hope Village, 513 free kind of reunion opening, and seven food trucks. Can you believe that?
Exciting stuff.
Speaking of exciting stuff, we've got two winners in our Day at the Dells contest, sponsored by Marquardt Motors Buick and GMC and Weir's Gala Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. First off, the winner of 6 Chula Vista Indoor-Outdoor Water Park passes and 6 tickets to Chula Vista's Barry's Landing Ropes Course is Jennifer Stadel of Chippewa Falls.
Hey, congrats.
For sure. And the second drum roll for 6 rounds of golf, each for 18 holes with cart at Chula Vista Resort, and drum roll please, and 6 passes for the Chula Vista Canyon Pass Zipline Adventure is Kanan Haikkanen from Eau Claire.
Congratulations to our winners from this Day at the Dells contest. Absolutely enjoy your trip there.
All right, headlines. We know that you lead busy lives, and you need to know what's happening. We have aggregated various news sources and put together the headlines for this week, so here we go. The James Webb Space Telescope has detected the oldest supermassive black hole ever observed.
That's a pretty amazing telescope. Now, if they could just use it to help you find your car keys.
For sure.
Researchers figured out the exact number of hours you can be sedentary during the day before you increase your risk of developing cardiac problems. That's 10 hours.
Sounds like a study that'd be funded by Netflix.
No doubt about that.
Health experts say 7 out of 10 adults don't regularly exercise, and nearly 4 in 10 aren't physically active at all.
The rest say that exercise every day, but that's only if doing curls with the remote count.
Yeah, I think that counts.
If you have laryngitis, whispering doesn't help. A study revealed that whispering strains your vocal cords as much as yelling does.
A fact librarians are always trying to hide.
Secrets out.
A new study suggests that deer may have transmitted COVID-19 back to humans.
And here I was thinking the worst thing they could do was mess up your car insurance.
Yeah, just missed one yesterday myself.
Elon Musk launched a new AI company to understand reality.
Maybe the first thing it can figure out is why my fast food orders never look like the pictures.
That might be a bit too advanced.
And finally this morning, according to research, the average Major League Baseball game contains only 18 minutes of action.
Which means they're still getting more done than Congress.
There you go. Those are your headlines. Now you're all caught up. Well, July, Dawson, is ice cream month.
Yeah.
And so we've got some ice cream facts and some unique flavors this morning.
Said to the listeners before the break, we're taking a look back at the history of ice cream, and then we might take a look at what could be the future of ice cream.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
For instance, the first frozen dessert... Can we just get the music down just
a second? Sorry,
First frozen dessert is credited to Emperor Nero of Rome.
It was a mixture of snow, which he sent his slaves to fetch from the mountains, and nectar, as well as fruit pulp and honey.
Huh. Another theory is Marco Polo, the 13th century bard and adventurer, brought with him to Europe from the Far East recipes for water ice, is said to be used in Asia for thousands of years.
Interesting stuff. In 1700, the governor Bladen of Maryland served ice cream to his guests.
Yeah, the first ice cream parlor in America opened in New York City in 1776.
Dolly Madison created a sensation when she served ice cream as a dessert at the White House at the second inaugural ball in 1812.
I bet it was a hit.
Yeah.
The biggest ice cream sundae ever made was 12 feet high and made with... how many gallons of ice cream?
4,667 gallons of ice cream.
Wow. And 7,000 pounds of toppings in Anaheim, California in 1985.
Finally, ice cream novelties such as ice cream on sticks and ice cream bars were introduced in the 1920s. That's a look at the past of ice cream, but we have here a list of flavors. Vanilla's historically been the most dominant ice cream flavor, but I think any of these could take the prize for the new face of ice cream.
My reaction to these was, I thought, the very first one is Kraft macaroni and cheese ice cream.
So what do we think? We try and Kraft macaroni and cheese ice cream?
Initially I was like, and then I remembered, being in Liberia, I had a chance to have snake and frog, and I think I passed on both, and I regret it. And I think in retrospect, yes, I would try all of these.
Yeah.
Why not try it?
All right, yeah, maybe.
What do you got to lose?
It's very yellowish, sort of like your traditional vanilla sometimes has a yellowish tint
to it. It doesn't sound good to me.
No, it does not sound necessarily as good.
How about this next one?
It's Cheetos Flamin' Hot Ice Cream. Was it a biopic recently about the man who created Flamin' Hot Cheetos? Ice cream in his honor, perhaps? I don't think those flavors blend particularly well, but who knows?
Yeah, there's also the extra virgin olive oil from Oddfellows ice cream in Brooklyn, New York.
Olive oil ice cream.
Yeah, not at the top of my list.
This one might top your list. Sweet avocado cayenne from Rococo Creamery.
Huh. Yeah, well, I like the avocados, but I'd rather dip chips in it. Pink lemonade pop rocks from Max and Mina's ice cream.
Listen, of the ones we've got, that one's got to be the best so far.
This
right?
Next one is crazy.
Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah.
Ice cream.
Ice cream.
I need to look at what's in this.
And this does not sound appealing. Goat cheese with red cherries ice cream.
Oh, I mean, it's dairy still, sort of. Vanilla with sweet sriracha sauce.
Yeah, I think you got to draw the line, so. Get me some Rocky Rococo.
Yeah,
or no,
classics.
Rocky Road, right?
Yeah,
Rocky Road,
yeah. Or mint chocolate chip.
Yep.
Maybe ice cream's okay where it's at, actually.
The Whip Wake Up Show, WWIB. Something a little different with this week's Best of the Week. See if you can pick up on it.
And kind of an interesting audio trivia this morning, Alvo.
Yeah, that's right.
So, Abby, what do you want to be when you grow up?
What do you mean?
What do you want to do when you grow up? What would you like to do?
What does Abby want to do when she grows up? Hi, what do you think?
Hello, she says she wants to take care of monkeys.
She wants to what?
Take care of monkeys.
Huh. Take care of monkeys.
All right, let's listen to the question and see here. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Michael, and I'm from Eau Claire.
Michael and Eau Claire. All right, take care of monkeys.
Take care of monkeys.
That's correct, Michael.
What? Michael, how in the world did you know that?
You know what? I was actually just watching a video right when you guys were saying something about it, so it was perfect.
That is...
Was it TikTok, Facebook? Where did you see it?
YouTube.
Okay.
There we go.
You were meant to win, Michael.
I guess so.
I was meant to win a few weeks ago, but, you know, I think God picked right now to be the perfect time.
Well, there you go, Michael. We're going to hook you up with a free digital download of the Jesus Revolution movie, my friend.
Fourth chance on a Win It Wednesday to win two tickets to One Fest. One song, 1 second, one fest.
This is it. Yeah, there's an extra little downbeat in there. So,
right, there is.
Yeah, here
we go. Doubled it.
What could that be?
Try it again Thursday. We're going to try it again, Caleb.
Yes, we are. We're playing One Song, 1 second, One Fest. Wrong answers for this 1 second clip yesterday. It is not Phillips Craig and Dean, not Jason Gray, not Monk and Neagle, not Stephen Curtis Chapman, Mac Powell, Kane, Colton Dixon, Need to Breathe, Matthew West, not Chris Tomlin, not Amy Grant, Brandon Heath, Ren Collective, Ben Fuller, We the Kingdom, Rich Mullins, Zach Williams, Hunter Logan, or Skillet. Those are all incorrect guesses. One song, 1 second, one fest.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Rich from Eau Claire.
Hey, Rich.
What do you think?
Hey, is it Andrew Peterson, Mystery of Mercy?
Is it Andrew Peterson, Mystery of Mercy, Rich from Eau Claire? You're going to One Fest.
How did you know?
So yesterday, my wife and I were sitting on the porch listening all morning, and it sounded so familiar, and we were trying to think of songs that had, we could hear the hammered dulcimer in it, and my wife is the hammered dulcimer, so we kind of were going through all the different Christian songs that incorporate that, and I thought, they haven't talked about Andrew Peterson, so I hopped on Spotify and kind of was listening to the intros of a few Andrew Peterson songs, and about the fourth one in was Mystery of Mercy off a great album, Far Country. I know that's one of our favorites, and yeah, so that was it. We knew right then, after hearing it over and over again, it was kind of seared into our brains.
Indeed. So, we played it about 100 times yesterday. Rich, you absolutely deserve this for that level of commitment and work to get this. You deserve to go to One Fest, my friend. Wonderful job.
Plus, I sense that you are a genuine and big Andrew Peterson fan.
Oh, yes. Yes, huge.
The unique aspect to the Best of the Week is we just featured our winners, our great winners, Rich there from Win It Wednesday, Try It Again Thursday, the two tickets, all event tickets to One Fest, and Michael before that in Eau Claire on Tuesday Trivia.
That was really fun. A wonderful Best of the Week here on the Whip Wake Up Show.